What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. Our good friend, licensed realtor extraordinaire, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to see you. It's been a bit.
It has.
Yes, because we haven't had a chance to catch up, so today is going to be super fun, especially since you brought our friend Shelly Ferris from Caliber Home Loans. Hello, Shelly.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, you are well sweatered today. Mm-hmm. It's appropriate mm-hmm. summer sweater mm-hmm. you got going on over there, Shelly.
I thought so.
Yes. Shelly, I want to talk to you about your social media in a second, but first let's get your NMLS number out
of the way. Oh, yes. My NMLS is 367-826 and Caliber Home Loans is 15622.
Miss Mimi, I know you've been traveling. Did you get a chance to see some of the fantastic like video content that Shelly Ferris has been putting out on Facebook lately?
The next thing you know, she's going to be a TikTok
star. TikTok star. Right. Yeah. So I reshared it to my page just because it made me giggle, because it's stuff that we talk about all the time. Like, here's how to tank your loan deal. Here's stuff that your mortgage consultant would advise against. But she's been doing the most charming, funny videos out there about do not do this, do not do that. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you to go find Shelly's page.
You have to listen to these do not do's.
Right.
I think we should talk about that today.
They bite you. Yes. And they just make it so complicated. And one of the things we were talking about in the previous show is where we are at financially. So we talked about like inflation, some other things that are going on out there in the financial sector. Where is that affecting our housing market? What's going on here, Mimi?
So our housing market, let's just say that it's just a little weird right now. Mm-hmm. I think we're all trying to figure out what's going to go on. It has slowed down.
Yes.
I think from real estate and also from mortgage.
Because it was blazing fast
I think that all of us, everybody, all the population, we're just trying to figure out, okay, so what's going to fall next?
Right.
You know, and try to sort out with all of the extra expenses that we all are incurring mm-hmm. with the exorbitant gas prices, the fact that chicken's $5,000 a pound.
Right. It just shot up. We said it was a 30% increase is what we've been seeing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's affecting everybody. And I think that once everybody kind of figures out what that's going to look like for them personally, then things will be a little bit more back to normal. But as far as like things that I'm seeing in real estate is days on market are longer. We're seeing price reductions that we never saw for the last couple years.
Right.
And, you know, there's just a variety of reasons why that could be. First of all, you know, it's kind of like if you're at the top of your game, and let's just say that, you know, for years, mm-hmm. you've been listening to the fact that it's a seller's market, you're king, anything you say goes, and that's just the way it is. And it takes a minute before you make that paradigm shift that, oh, wait a minute, did I miss the top of that mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Because you did.
Yeah.
At least that's the way it's looking for me, Shelly.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it kind of seems to be, that there's a pause all of a sudden where the buyers aren't as numerous. But it depends on where you are and what the house is, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's spotty where you may have not missed it yet, but there are definitely areas.
But I think when we talk about all of these financial journeys and when we're helping you build an overall strategy with home ownership and the journey with it, I think we've talked about that at least since I've been hanging out with you, Mimi. We've seen this, you know, where we're like, you know, when we were telling people, no, if you want to get in, we're saying get in. So, but you also saw it before we got there. So that's the other reason why we go, stop trying to DIY some of these things and talk to experts, because now you're like, no, we've been here before too. Well, listen, this is what we can do now.
So I think all of us in this room have experienced 5% and 6% interest before.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just say,
we've already lived that.
My mm-hmm. last house, not the one I'm currently in now, but the last one when I bought my townhouse, if I remember correctly, was 6.75 back in 2006. 6.
Yep.
I think is when I got that one.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had 9%, 7%, mm-hmm. you know, so this is just not the end of the world. It takes a minute to kind of cough it out and say, well,
here now.
Okay. Yeah. This is what it is.
It doesn't mean that you still can't make good decisions, because a lot of, you know, and we haven't mentioned this in a while. I think it's been over a year since we talked about this. The average time that you spend in a home, you know, we were saying before, weren't you saying it was like it started out seven-ish years?
It's longer now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 plus years.
Right. So this is a, you can still get here and find something that'll be a good opportunity for you for the next 10 years.
Well, so my opinion is still very, very bullish on real estate.
Okay.
I do think it's the fastest way to build wealth over time. Mm-hmm. And you've got to live someplace.
Yep.
And you can pay your own mortgage as opposed to paying your landlord's mortgage. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely pro real estate.
Mm-hmm. Right. Same. Agreed. I keep telling it. I tell relatives. I tell anybody that it's my clients. They ask the question all the time. Should I even be doing this right now? You know, yes, you should, because get your house now. Get your house. We can fix a financing down the road. It's called refinancing, but get your house. If there's a lull in the action, snatch it. It's you, could be your strategy to win.
And what I think right now is an excellent time for buyers to jump back in, for sure.
Right.
Because, you know, now would be a good time to maybe be able to get a house that's not in a huge bidding war.
Mm-hmm.
What a refreshing thought that is.
Right. It was so many no's getting passed out there before.
What do you mean I can get it for list price? You know?
What do you don't want my dog?
Yep,
you know? Yep. Okay. All right.
But it's still so, you know, and this part has not changed. You know, for so many people, especially with the way that things are right now, it's still a process. And so putting off, and as you've said before, Shelley, doing that ostrich head in the sand, not working on some of these things, it still may be a let's have the conversation today, because this means that 2 years from now you'll be prepared, or a year from now you're prepared, or maybe even quicker than you thought. But you don't know until you make the first call to go, I can get there.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shelley, let's talk about some of the interesting calls that you might be getting and fielding in the mortgage world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of people are asking, I keep hearing on the news that the Fed is going to increase interest rates. What's that going to do to me? You know, now rates are going to be even higher, another 0.5%. And that's, I understand the fear. I understand the confusion. But interest rates, when the Fed changes the rates like they do, and now listen up, this will affect your credit cards. This will affect your car loans. This will not affect your mortgage.
Okay.
So they say on the news or whatever that, you know, it's going to affect your this, and mortgage. And what they're talking about is home equity lines of credit. That's what this rate increase will test. But it's not a cause and effect to mortgage rates. If rates today are at 5%, tomorrow they're not going to be 5.5% because the Fed's increased the rate.
Let's talk about that home equity line of credit. And I think there is a lot of confusion on the cost of that particular product. So would you agree that's an interest-only product?
It can be, yes. But some are like straight seconds, they call them. So you have a term and you have a payment, and this is your payment all the time, and it actually has principal in it. That's not common, and you really need to kind of ask about that product, because when you call a bank or someplace to do a equity line, they automatically think you want the adjustable one, like what you're talking about, Mimi.
Okay, so if you don't want an adjustable one, and they want one, what do they need to do? They call you.
Right. Yep. They call me and I will quote it out. So basically, your home equity lines of credit can go up as high as 90% of the value of your home. So a little math, if you have a mortgage for $300 and your house is worth $400, you could get a home equity line of credit for $70,000, because that's what's left, up to 90%.
What are wise uses of home equity lines of credit? What do people use that for?
So you can use it for anything. Mm-hmm. So sometimes...
I know.
But
what should?
So that's like financial advice. And hard to just give a blanket out.
Okay.
You know, depending on their situation. For some people, it is smart to pay off your credit card with it. But for some people, like if you owe $1,000 or $2,000, good golly, Miss Molly, get a second job and pay that off that way. Don't get a home equity line of credit to pay off that
credit card debt. Fair enough.
You know, okay, so let's just talk about what that actually looks like. So you've got a $400,000 house and you want to get a second.
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect the first mortgage?
It does
interest
not.
Rate?
See, it does not.
That's the beautiful thing.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people are afraid that have got the great mortgage rates that, okay, I want to do that, but I don't want to turn the apple cart over because right. I don't want. So it's a
I don't
separate.
I want to lose that. Yeah.
So what would somebody expect to have a range for that second?
It's going to be about 6%.
Okay. Yes. Based on credit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Based on credit.
Okay.
Yep.
So, so Shannon, I'm going to tell you what I think about this second home equity line mm-hmm. of credit. It's not for vacations.
Right.
It's for emergencies.
Yes.
It's for if you're going to buy your second home in mm-hmm. another place and you know that you can, you know, you leverage your current home to get that second place.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know, and again, maybe.
Or if you had to make repairs to your house or something like that. That
exactly.
Seems, that
yes.
seems like it would make sense
it's
to
a,
me.
It's a good use if you've got deferred maintenance on mm-hmm. your house and mm-hmm. you want to sell it. Might be a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have equity right now.
Right.
And one of the things that I think that a lot of people are talking about, a calls that I'm getting is like, I'm going to wait until the all the foreclosures start happening again
right.
and pick me up a deal. Folks, you're going to be waiting a long time.
It seems different. So, okay, we do need to go to break. Can we talk about that foreclosure idea when we get back?
100%.
Perfect. All right. You can also be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the, we're here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Mimi Shoneman from REMAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also from Caliber Home Loans, our friend Shelley Ferris is with us, our credit contessa. If you have any questions, if you've been sitting there waiting and going, I have questions, I need to know where to start. Today is a great day to call. You can call us at 651-641-1071. Before we went to break, we were starting to talk about what's going on as far as, our market right now, Mimi. So where do we pick up? Where
okay,
do we pick up
so
that conversation?
We have gone and had the most incredible appreciation over the last, I don't know, 7-10 years, however long it's been
right.
since the last recession.
Mm-hmm.
And
we know that. I hear what you were saying. I've had some friends that are like, "Hey, we know things are going to correct. I'm going to be able to scoop up a deal," but. Aren't there differences that were baked into the way that our correction is happening this time versus what we learned from the last housing crisis that we have? It seems different, or at least that's the information I'm getting from experts like you and Shelley.
What we learned from the last one, and Shelley, I want your opinion too, mm-hmm. is that people used their homes as banks. And they didn't have the equity in their homes back then. So when something did happen and they needed recovery, they didn't have it to do because they owed more on it than they could sell it for. So therefore, they were in a position of a short sale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right now, when people are in a risky situation, they haven't been tapping their houses for the extra equity in there, most people. And most people have a tremendous amount of equity. So they can withstand emergencies in down markets.
Mm-hmm. Shelley? Absolutely. Right. That's exactly right. The last time this happened, people didn't have equity. We got into the mess by the types of loan products that we had.
Right.
So,
because I know people were throwing money at me. I'm all like, I qualify
yes.
for what?
Right.
And so I had decent advice back then. So I didn't accept the dollars they were throwing at me. I'm like, I don't know if I really should have that much money.
Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm going to give Shelley a big, you know, kudos here. This woman is a mortgage expert. Okay. That's why she's on the show. She knows products in and out. She's been doing this for a long time. When you sit down with her, you can look her in the eye and she's going to go over all the different options that
right.
are available to you. It's not like a, you know, you call an 800 number and you get somebody who's maybe been doing mortgages for about a day and they maybe know a few products. Okay. But they haven't been doing it for 30 years. And so if they, you know, I love it when I'm working with somebody that can go, if this, then that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, and so come up with solutions. And that, sorry, that just takes experience.
It does. It does. And I do. I tap into that all the time. So, yes, almost 30 years in the business.
Right.
There's not a product we don't do at Caliber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an expert on all of them, not to toot my own horn, but gosh and golly jeepers.
But you should.
Yes, you should be.
And it makes a big difference being able to go, well, just because we could do something, it doesn't mean that we would advise towards it.
Okay, that's right.
But we're all adults. You could do what you want. You know, but it's good having a good advisor that'll tell you, here's what I think.
Let me also chip in and say this. For those folks out there that don't remember what loyalty feels like, when you go to a mortgage expert and they help you figure out what your problem is, and then they help you figure out a good product, and then you choose to go to a different vendor,
right?
Because you get a sliver of a point off of your mortgage rate. Come on now.
Right.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
You're getting free service. Have some loyalty. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
Thank you. Right. And we always appreciate people being part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. So Amber, thanks for calling the show. What's your question for our good friend Mimi and Shelley? Amber, are you still with us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show?
Huh? I think we lost her.
All right, so Producer Hope, if she pops back on, go ahead and let me know.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so foreclosures. I don't know. This is my opinion. Shelley, I mean, are you in agreement with me?
100%, Mimi. There are no foreclosures looming.
Not the giant pile that we had in 2008.
There's always going to be some foreclosures going on because you can't predict everything.
Right. That's just part of the market.
And, you know, are there going to be some, you know, deals? You know, even the foreclosures that I see happening, I don't see it being the dollar sale that it once was.
Right.
Back
so pennies in. Like pennies. Right. Gotcha. Yeah, that seemed like they were all over the news. Like you were seeing, like, I got this house for $2. Like,
yes.
You drive past and something. So, yes. No, we're not doing that.
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. And could it happen again? I guess anything could happen again. We all don't know. But what I do know is that in the Twin Cities area, there's 1.1 months of inventory when a normal market is between 5 and 6 months. And so we are still in a seller's market. We're just in a period of equilibrium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, I think we're all just kind of waiting to see how that shakes out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's talk about a little bit, Shelley.
Before we do, let's try and go to the phones one more time. I think we have Amber back on the line. Amber, thanks for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. What's your question for Shelley and Mimi?
Oh, okay. So I kind of came into the show late. I guess it's like I'm not selling right now, but curiosity question. But for those houses that sold for, you know, where there was a bidding war and all of that, and they ended up selling for, you know, whatever, 50, 60, 70,000 more than the market, what happens to the value now that the interest rates have gone up?
Oh, good point.
The houses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so if value,
will they maintain that, you know, house that was $350,000 and then sold for $400,000 and somebody wants to sell again in whatever 2 years or something, has the value of the property maintained then?
Well, that's a great question, Amber. So again, this is a crystal ball kind of question, but the house did need to appraise for value in order to get the mortgage. And then the buyer, okay, if it didn't appraise, had the choice to either cancel the deal or then bring extra money to the table out of their own pocket. So the value of the house for the mortgage valuation is still going to be there, Shelley.
Right. And of course, the current value of the house is always based off what the current comparables are in the neighborhood. So as long as the neighborhood holds its value, that particular house would too. It's all based of that current time period, though. So, you know, if values drop in 2 years, then yeah, that will be affected. But mm-hmm. there's really nothing on the horizon to show that that's going to be the case because we have such a shortage of homes, just like what Mimi was just talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I just came in on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just interesting. I just like listening to your show. Okay. Thank you very much.
Great question, Amber. And we so appreciate you calling in with it. But it is a great question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so. But this is coming out of, we're talking about appraisal gaps for those who might not understand what we're talking about. And that's when, so Shelley, when the mortgage, they have to get the appraisal to mm-hmm. get financing.
Right.
In order for them to, for you to give them the loan.
Right.
And so that appraiser and that appraisal value is what you determine financing on.
Right.
Right.
Right. So the irony, though, is that let's just put it out there. OK, so let's use Amber's example. The house was on the market for $350. It sold for $400.
Right.
The appraiser had to find comps to support that value. Comparable homes that have sold in that neighborhood, comparable homes that supported $400,000. Mm-hmm. Now, if, you know, down the road, the houses don't sell for that, then it's not going to be worth that in a year right. or 2 years. But because of the supply and demand, the likelihood is it's going to be actually worth more.
More. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, we've had almost 20% appreciation over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. What's normal? Well,
that's a good question. Yes.
When I first moved here, they told me, you know, normal appreciation is 3 to 5
right.
every year. So again, I'm not a fortune teller. Wish I was.
That's why mm-hmm. we said likely.
Right. Likely. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So none of us knows, you know, it's take advantage of what you have at the moment.
Right. Right.
So when we come back, we're going to continue talking about mortgage and real estate, and we're going to talk about credit.
Right. You can also be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with my good friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group, also from Caliber Home Loans, our friend Shelly Ferris, and we affectionately call her our credit Contessa.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We sure do.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we were talking in the break about credit. The thing, you know, I'm always glad when you help demystify it, Shelly, because the thing about credit, having good credit is important, but some of the things, because the credit people get to decide what's good and what's not, is counterintuitive.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I love this.
Yes.
My niece is this person. So mm-hmm. I was in the co-op looking for, you know, some kind of, you know, thing that you need in bulk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I overhear what appeared to be an uncle and a niece having a discussion mm-hmm. about credit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, you hate to, I wasn't really eavesdropping, but they were just, you know, right next to me talking about it. I'm minding my own business, buying my flower. He says, so did you get a credit card? And she's like, oh no, I'm never getting a credit card. I don't want that kind of debt strangling me. Until you need a house.
Right.
Right.
Whoops. Like, you have to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, just training myself to that until I got the right advice. Mm-hmm. At mm-hmm. first, because I feel like there's one or the other. And I understand the niece's thing, because I was one of those people that I got to college, and just as you're getting there, the first day of college, all the credit cards have tables telling you get this thing.
Exactly.
But they don't tell you how to manage it appropriately. Nope. Or what the best way is to do that debt.
Or
and so I'm glad we're going to talk about this.
Max out that pizza.
Right.
I'm going to $1,000 in pizza.
Yeah, I mean, we don't talk about the fact that you want good credit for long-term goals, but that kind of means using it a certain way for the short term.
Right.
And that's that's discipline.
Listen, you know, it's so easy in my mind, you know, in our minds, mm-hmm. What do you buy on the regular? Everybody eats, so you're right. buying groceries.
Mm-hmm.
So get a credit card mm-hmm. and just go to Cub.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then pay it off.
No.
Or pay most of it off.
Then pay it off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell them how to
do it, Shelly. It's the same money. It's out of this pocket, it's out of this pocket.
But
so you can build credit or not build credit. You pick.
And that part is hard, you know, kind of thing. Like me, when I, you know, first you got to... You know, like there's certain ones where I get certain points on it. Mm-hmm. So it's like going, okay, I'm going to pay certain things on this credit card, but then having the discipline to go, no, I'm going to pay this off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And plus, if you hand them $100 at the checkout, that it really confuses them.
It does. They don't know what to do with that money, like, anymore.
I don't know. How many change? Well, I don't know.
And then, you know, saying no every time you go to, if there's certain stores you go to all the time and they're like, hey, you save this much percentage if you open this credit card. You're going, no, because you lose track of some of these things. And so, you know, when we're going through your list of tips, Shelly,
mm-hmm.
How do you, because some tips you get, you know, because there's tips out there all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help weed through the quality tips?
so because I've been doing this for so long, mm-hmm. I hear differently than you would. Maybe.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So, you know, I hear with a loan officer's ears. Unfortunately, right. That's mm-hmm.
Not unfortunately, but that's, I mean, because the real reason why you want credit is that we want credit so that we can get good rates on important purchases, right. Like we'll say cars,
yes,
cars and homes.
You yes. need a
that's
credit
why you need
score.
Credit, right?
So therefore, you need to have revolving credit,
right?
It affects mm-hmm. everything.
Right.
It affects your insurance rates,
yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you don't have a good credit score or you have no credit score,
right?
Right?
Yes, mm-hmm. terrible. That's it's
preach,
a horrible.
They hold it against yeah. you, right? They hold it against you.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. So you get that credit card. I don't care what kind you get. If you're just building credit, if you can get a major, get one. So, and then they're going to open it up for a small amount. You use up to 25% of whatever the limit is. Pay it down to $20. Let $20 roll to the next month. You do that for the first 3 or 4 months. After that, pay it off monthly. Go yeah. ahead and do it. But that initial establishing credit, in order to kind of balance on the balance beam about it and make sure that the scoring is going to be appropriate, that's mm-hmm. how you handle the first 3 or 4 months.
Okay. All right. And once you get to, we've talked about this before, that in-between amount of credit. So once you get to, what counts as a mediocre credit score versus a good credit score?
Oh, right.
Score.
Good question. That's a great question. So, mm-hmm. you know, you really want a 680.
Okay.
You really want a 680 if
okay.
you're going to be buying a house. You're going to be in a lot of pain if you're not. I
okay.
mean, the interest rate's going to be higher. The mortgage insurance is going to be higher. The underwriting is going to be harder. All of that. But once you hit that 680, you're good. 700, 720, 740, now you get the benefits from
okay.
good credit. But, you know, it's not that we can't do a mortgage under 680. It's mm-hmm. just that it isn't as attractive as the ones that are.
Well, let's just use real life example. So last week, let's just say you had client A that mm-hmm. came in with a 680,
mm-hmm.
and then you had client B that came in with a 720.
Right.
What would their interest rates be different?
There would be easily be a 0.5% different
okay.
to rate.
Okay. And so
rate.
How long
yes.
would it take 680 client to move to 720?
So it depends on what's affecting their credit.
Okay.
But if they don't have enough credit, that's hard because mm-hmm. then there's not enough things that we can affect.
Right.
So if it's all installment debt, pardon me. If it's all installment debt, then you there's really nothing you can do with that. I mean,
okay.
you make your payments on time. That's it. Don't pay it off early. Don't pay it ahead unless you just want to pay it off or whatever. But
and
that's
installment
not going to help
debt
your score.
Means like your car payment.
Car payments, personal loans, mm-hmm. student loans, things that the payment never changes.
Right.
That's
unfortunate, too, because when, you know, I know from experience, it didn't, not forever, but I just took a little dip on it because it said, hey, the account you had the longest is gone. Well, that was my car.
Right.
You know, I paid it off on purpose,
mm-hmm,
you know, kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. So I'm not going to stretch. What am I? I can't stretch that out.
Right.
I'm
right.
supposed to be excited that I paid off my car.
Or I hear from people all the time, like they get the advice from their credit app. They'll say, you know, if you open up a new credit card, this could improve your
yes.
credit score. Did you hear the could? I mean, you didn't. You didn't. You heard, oh, I can open up a new credit card.
Right.
New credit card. New
right.
credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No. No.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And
there's
then,
a lot of that.
That bait, that hook, when you're going to save 20% right. off of your purchase if
right.
you open this, that, or the other card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty tantalizing.
You know who gets me all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Home
I
Depot.
Do.
I spend just as much
oh.
money at Home Depot.
Need a job at Home Depot.
Exactly.
Yep.
And like
that,
I've just
Need
been just exactly that. They're like, you shouldn't. I'm like, no.
Yeah. What kind of discount do they get if you work there?
I don't know. I've never asked. But I know that, you know, they're good at telling you, you would save this much today. But how much would I pay overtime?
Right.
You know,
yep.
that's what I have to remind myself,
right.
you know, kind of thing. I'm like, do you have that number?
That's so funny.
Do you have that number? You have the number that of what I would, today you would save $25.
Right.
But what would I spend overtime?
Right.
You would be
having
in there buying lumber. And,
oh my gosh, yeah.
I was talking about you this weekend. I'm like, Miss Shannon's got to be over there lumberjacking in them cute little lumberjack pants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's talking about my chainsaw pants that she was talking me into getting. I did not put on the chainsaw pants this weekend. I put on the chainsaw gloves. You would have been disappointed that I didn't put the actual pants on, but I did not think it was required.
Okay.
But I think we all have those things that
mm-hmm.
we're into.
Listen,
that
mm-hmm.
the credit card seems like it is a deal,
mm-hmm.
but is it a deal long term
right.
for the strategy of what you want to do next?
100%.
Yeah. You need the credit. You have to have the credit, but if you open it up, pay it off.
When we were talking earlier about variety of things like those HELOCs, those home equity line of credits, where does that fit in? Is that a rotating one normally?
So if it's a home equity line of credit that's a revolving line, then it's a revolving credit.
Okay.
So most of them that are like adjustable rates, let's say they open it for $50,000 and you pay off 20 of it. That just, you only owe 30, but you could go back in and tap into another 20. That's how a HELOC works.
Okay.
So it's kind of like rotating money, revolving money, just like a credit card. Mm-hmm. You can charge back up again in it. But an installment one, if it's a straight second, where it's a same payment and it's going to be paid off in 10 years or whatever, then that shows up as installment debt.
Okay.
Okay. So on the straight second, you are not, if it's a zero, you've taken that money. There's no like sitting it into an account.
Right.
Okay.
So you actually are going to be making payments on it.
Right.
As if you are the first.
One. Right.
Okay.
But like to your point, what you were just making there, when you open up a home equity line of credit, you don't have to take the money.
Right.
It can just be a line that's against your house. It's at a zero balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Okay.
And when we buy cars or whatever, we use the home equity line of credit and then we go off and find a good car loan instead of having to jam and find a good car loan right away or whatever. We take care of it slower.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Okay. So I have a quote here from National Association of Realtors. The average consumer is spending an additional $429 monthly for items other than shelter. Meanwhile, average weekly wages just rose $212 per month. So the consumer is short by $217 per month. And so this means that the average consumer will be looking for a home that is almost $42,000 cheaper than they did before all of this inflation and increase in interest rates. So let's talk about what that looks like in practicality.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were struggling to find a home that was acceptable to you in the price range that you were looking, now you're going to have to look at something that's about $40,000 less.
Right.
So expectation setting.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You want to think about when you're looking for property, the location is absolutely number one, period. The location. You want to look at that. That can never be changed.
Mm-hmm.
You want to definitely pay specific attention to how all of the other neighbors are keeping up their homes, because how they take care of their stuff affects how your appreciation is going to be.
That's a great point. Yes.
So pay very much attention. If a house is ugly, it can be, you can put makeup on the house.
Right.
Okay?
Right. It might take you a little time, but you could do a lot of things too.
Everything. If you hate the wallpaper, hire a wallpaper remover.
Mm-hmm.
If you hate the shrubs out front, cut them down. Get some chainsaw pants first.
Yes, exactly. But safety is key.
Yes.
And some safety glasses. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And so we all have to get used to this new budget.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes to budget.
No.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right.
But you have to, we all have to face it.
Right.
Shelley? Absolutely. Yeah. Because if you're finding yourself short at the end of the month, there's a reason why. There, you know, I just filled with gas.
A couple days ago.
Honestly, it's shocking.
Yes.
So I think of people that, you know, if that cost me $40 more to fill my tank than it did before, where's that money come from? It's got to come from somewhere.
Exactly.
And that's exactly this $200 you're talking about.
Okay. So when we come back from the break, I think, Shelley, you've got some stories that you might want to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, conversations that you have with people where this actually applies.
We're also going to go to the phones. Angela, thank you for your patience. We'll come back to you as soon as we get done with this break. You can also call at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans, also Ms. Mimi Shoneman, our licensed realtor friend from RE/MAX Results. So before we get back into the conversation, I know we have to go pretty quickly. So let's go ahead and go to the phones first. The number is 651-641-1071. Angela, we appreciate your patience. What is your question for Mimi and Shelley?
Thank you, ladies. It's along the lines of credit. My granddaughter will be 22 in October. When she was just before her 21st birthday, she had her credit was in the 700, so she was able to buy a car and without a cosigner. And her current job, she has enough to pay because she was so young. Her her car payment and her insurance. And that pretty much takes care of everything. My question is, prior to that, she was on her mom's health care, but it didn't pay for like regular visits or something. There was some weird like diagnostic tests or whatever, and she's had those bills follow her instead of go to her mom's insurance.
Oh, okay.
And so she has, so those things have gone into collection just because, you know, of her like trying to fight her mom's health care. And though they ended up going to her taxes, so the state taxes,
wow,
when, you know, is what, how she has to, will that affect her credit? Because she's looking to get a second job in order to buy a house in the next, you know, couple of years. So she'll be saving all that money, you know, for her down payment for that. Will that change her credit at all because of?
Well, has she, it's not always, thanks for the question, Angela. It's not always like tax liens and things of that nature aren't always reported to credit bureaus. Sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. And if she's paid it in full now with them taking her tax money or her refund money or whatever, then it likely won't even hit her credit report. Where it will show up is when she wants to buy a house, it'll show up as a, you know, outstanding debt or, you know, a negative position, but it won't necessarily affect her credit score.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Because, yeah, she was worried about every time she files taxes, you know, if that was going to hit her credit score as well. Because most of these, the medical things are just getting sent straight to the Minnesota Revenue, and they're coming to her in bills that way.
Well, I would definitely take care of them. I wouldn't just, you know, be the ostrich and wait for them to hit.
Because they're not the kind of thing that go away.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's them in Stortons and student loans. There's a couple of things that they're not going to, if you just sit on them, they stop asking you for the money.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Angela, I would recommend that you put your granddaughter in touch with Shelley now because she can help her monitor that all the way through to when she's ready and guide her. And then she'll have an advocate for her to kind of be watching, and she can pull her full credit and give her advice. And that's kind of what she does. That's why she gets the credit contessa crown, if you will.
Oh, I'd be happy to do
absolutely
that for her. Absolutely. Yes.
I will definitely do that because she's ambitious and she's really, you know, she's looking forward to doing this. And she sounds like she, you know, as far as money-wise, she has a plan to do this. So it'd be nice to get her plan cemented with, you know, and if you do that, Shelley, I'll definitely have her get in touch with you.
We'll have Producer Hope get your information. But for real, Angela, they are correct that, you know, it makes a big difference having somebody be able to line it all up for you so that you get to the end goal sooner, because then you know exactly, pay this off first, then do this, then do that. And Shelley can help you line those things up and make sure that you're heading in the right direction. So this is a great first call for you, Angela.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I will definitely have her call you. Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's exciting.
Yes, that's great.
Don't you love having an ambitious younger
those
person?
Exactly the words I was hearing.
Yeah, and one of the things that we were talking about even on our earlier show was that's one of the great things about the things that we do on Sunday mornings, like Producer Hope and I were just bragging up about. We legitimately learn from the things that we do here in an entertaining way, but it's always a great first call to line up the things for you so you're not sitting there struggling going, I'd have gotten here so much quicker if I had somebody just tell me how to get here.
It's so much better than going online and reading until your eyes are crossed.
And then not really knowing which ones apply you know, because there's always some nuance in your particular situation that it helps just to go, I just called and they just told me.
Right.
It
was so easy.
Right.
Shelley, you've got a great story that you were going to talk about.
I talked to a future borrower this week. She mentioned that she was married in a past relationship. I think this really hits home with a lot of people out there.
Right.
So that's why we're going to talk about this as our last story. She was in a past relationship that ended badly. She ended up divorcing. Her spouse didn't have good credit at the time, but she did. And so they got everything in her name. So all the credit cards were in her name. The car loans were in her name. Everything mm-hmm. was in her name. Why? Because they wanted better interest rates and better terms.
And they're in love and everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be lovely, yes. But unfortunately, sometimes things get rocky and then they go south. And so then in this case, she ended up with all the debt. But what they should have done is had him work with somebody like myself and fix his credit. That's what you do. You mm-hmm. don't just put everything in the other person's name. That's easy for the person with the bad credit. You mm-hmm. need to do the homework. You need to do the fixing. This is to help with the two of your future.
Absolutely.
You're working towards things together.
Yes, agreed.
And so that brings up another topic. I mean, we both have worked with many divorcing couples. Mm-hmm. And what is a really good advice for somebody who is finding themselves facing separation or divorce?
Well, if they're similar to what I just described and all the debt is in one of their names, when you write up that decree, you want to make sure that you have the down to the account number even in that decree. You want it to be specific, not, you know, he gets the Chase card, she gets the Visa, he gets the Honda, she gets the other Honda. That's too vague. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to have specifics in these decrees. So you advocate for yourself in those ads.
And as you are moving into a new relationship, have this conversation up front.
Right.
Like, talk about this stuff. Like, if
Absolutely.
You know, like, before I ever get in another relationship, I'm going to go, hey, Kel, let me call up Shelly and Mimi. Here's what I'm planning to do next. And I sound like a buzzkill on love all the time. I'm not. I'm just wise counsel. We've been through this. Especially we work in my talk. There's a lot of women that listen. I'm just telling you. All of this makes sense because all the numbers lead to the fact that we as women do that often and don't do it. Love you, men. Any men that listen, I'm not pooping on you. I'm just saying that as women, we see this time and time again, right, Shelly and Mimi?
Yes. Listen, if you are facing a rocky relationship right now, you need to call us.
Yes.
So that we can at least have the conversation about what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
We have referrals for great family law attorneys.
Absolutely.
We can talk with you about your mortgage and your house and your housing. We can talk to you about long-term planning. So reach out. You can give us a call, send us a text, 651-578-2218, Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com.
And what's your mobile number again?
612-839-6918.
And that's Shelly Ferris, the amazing and wonderful credit contestant.
Yes, and you can also find her at Shelly Ferris, F-A-R-R-I-S .com. So make sure you do that. Mimi, do we know what we're talking about next week yet?
Are you really?
I didn't know. I just thought I'd ask. Sometimes you surprise me. You're like, I already worked it all out.
Okay.
All right. We know it's going to be amazing. So you're going to learn some more stuff next week. Remind you, you can always find this episode and previous episodes. Just go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.